Along the U.S.-Canadian border, the trucker's blockade is slowly taking its toll. This paddleboarder is moving faster than traffic. And as rebels in 18-wheelers demanding an end to COVID-19 restrictions continue using their Freedom Convoy to block the border on the Canadian side, the pain is being felt on both sides. Ford has stopped its auto assembly line in Windsor, Toyota has closed three plants across Ontario, and General Motors is cutting shifts in Michigan. And those closures threaten to reverberate throughout the auto supply chain. Despite the added time in traffic, this trucker says the demonstrators have a point.
Everybody has the right to, you know, to do whatever you want, you know. See, I want to die, I don't care.
Hey, I support them, you know, but I think it kind of sucks, you know, all the traffic here, you know.
On Thursday, the truckers opened another front, blocking all lanes on Manitoba's main crossing to North Dakota. And with the Ambassador Bridge blocked from Detroit to Windsor, traffic on the busiest land crossing in North America is shut down entirely from the U.S. to Canada and all but closed in the other direction. Trucks carrying everything from cattle to car parts, which under automakers' just-in-time delivery system need to be delivered within 48 hours to keep assembly lines rolling, have been diverted to the crossing between Port Huron, Michigan and the Canadian city of Sarnia.
At the Blue Water Bridge, these trucks are getting across to Canada, but wait times have been up to 3 hours and traffic crawls. And that's likely to continue as long as the truckers' blockade goes on and politicians seem unwilling to crack down.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau insists Canada will follow the science.
Not only are Canadians tired of this pandemic, of the challenges we're facing, but they are also, of course, tired of the restrictions, tired of the rules, tired of the lockdowns. That is understandable. But you know what helps lift restrictions? You know what helps move beyond lockdowns? Vaccinations.
But some Canadian provinces, including Alberta and Saskatchewan, have eased COVID rules, and Quebec and Prince Edward Island announced plans to do the same. But with plans for a freedom convoy in the U.S., the truckers' protests show no sign of ending. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, on the U.S. border with Canada.